This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion. Our telephone numbers here at station 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number, Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, also hold on to that telephone number. Come up a little later on in the program. We will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card from Applebee's. And joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Wonderful. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. How are you doing, Malia?
Just a little chilly.
Yes. Everyone's telling me it's cold. I must not have, I don't know, maybe the car was, warmed up or something.
Wearing your mink coat,
that's
I guess.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And of course, we mentioned the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Little tip, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week will come up during the program. And one of the cool things we've been doing is looking back to the previous week's question and not only going over the question, but also giving people the answer. So let's take a look. Last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and answer, what was that?
Well, this is actually a change. So in 2018, the IRS is allowing the amount of the gift that we can give to another individual to go up. So the question was, in 2018, how much can an individual gift to another individual? And the answer was up to $15,000 per individual. So that's a change going into effect January 1.
And I'll wait until then if you guys want, anyone wants to hand me $1,500,
$15,000. Right. Your gift is on its way.
Exactly, in the mail. CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Again, don't forget, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later in the program. Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. 1310. This week, we're going to be talking about a big one, which is managing cash flow and liquidity when you're in retirement. Let's talk about that cash flow and what do people really need to be aware of? What do you need to know when it comes to managing cash flow in retirement?
Yes. So when we think about retirement, we think through, you know, will I be able to afford to retire? Right? Biggest question that's out there. And truthfully, it's not, on the one hand, it's an easy question to answer. We look at what income sources are available to you versus what expenses will be there in retirement. It's really not that complex. But knowing what those expenses will be and knowing what those income sources will be and knowing what kind of distribution rate you can get from your portfolio, those are the things that people don't know. And so they come to us for help, obviously. And so as you're starting to evaluate, can I retire? It's important to either know those sources, know the answer to those questions, or seek out professional guidance, which is why we have a job. So some things to know relative to cash flow, or some things to be considered is, first things first, we talk about this all the time on this show, distribution rate or withdrawal rate. And I know sometimes people's eyes glaze over when we start using this terminology, like they go, what do you mean distribution rate? It's pretty simple, actually. The rate at which you're pulling money out of your accounts, your investments. If you have a $100,000 IRA and you are pulling out $5,000 a year, Sean, that would be what rate?
Wait, one more time.
$100,000 a year, $5,000 a year coming out.
That is 5%.
Very good.
Yes.
Exactly right. You take the amount you pull out. By the way, I just put him on the spot, folks. So.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Andy's smart, too.
That's right. Well, he wasn't expecting that.
Let's not go that far.
So it's not that complicated. If I have $100,000, I'm pulling out $5,000 a year, I'm pulling out 5%. The question is that sustainable?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people have heard us say many times the rate that we're targeting is about 4 to 4.5% is typically the target distribution rate. But that even assumes you're diversified into a balanced portfolio, and many people are not. So you kind of need to start sitting down with a financial advisor. And then another thing to consider is, what other sources of income are available to you, right? Social Security, pensions. And then furthermore, are you 65? Do you have Medicare health insurance, or will you be on private insurance, COBRA, or the Affordable Care Act? So important things to consider when you look at income, retirement income. Furthermore, things like, will you have debt? We talk a lot about this on the show, but will you have debt when you enter into retirement has a big impact on whether or not you can afford to retire. And finally, on this show, we talk about how much of your pre-retirement income will you need in retirement. Okay, so again, how much of your pre-retirement income will you need in retirement? And we try to give you rules of thumb. And those rules of thumb say 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income is what you'll need in retirement. However, Malia and I are going to tell you right now, that may or may not be true at all for your circumstances. What you need to look at is, what will my expenses be in retirement? And then compare that to what your income sources will be.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You learn a lot about Kloss Financial on the website, other different divisions. You can also listen to previous shows as well as this show's podcast. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to help you out. They'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. As we're talking cash flow then, of course, the big question is, where's that cash coming from? When it comes to retirement, where will our money be coming? Where does that stuff come from? We don't get a paycheck anymore, do we?
Yeah, it's not going to rain down on us, I'm afraid. So, interesting study came out in July of this year from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, and they said that amongst 60-somethings, people in their 60s, 47% of them expect to rely on Social Security as their primary form of income, so for that cash flow in retirement. So I think that's still a pretty high amount of people depending on that being their main source of cash flow. It's an important fact to remember. So people ask us, so what's the rule of thumb on withdrawal rates these days? And again, it has a lot to do with your individual situation. If you come to us when you're 75 years old and you're just retiring, starting to take retirement income, we might tell you you can take a little more. But most people are looking at in their 60s. And so rule of thumb, we're looking at perhaps a 4% pull would be appropriate for you. Again, you know, if we have $100,000 and we're pulling out at 10% per year, which was not the correct answer, so good thing Sean didn't say that, you would be out of money much, much sooner because obviously you've got inflation, you don't have market predictability every year, and none of us know when we're going to not be here. So we really want to be conservative. We need to grow your portfolio looking obviously at a nice balance between bonds, stocks, and cash, but ultimately we just need to stay ahead of the curve, and we can really, really do that by watching that cash flow not coming out or that distribution rate too quickly. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at your sources of income, whether it be from the Social Security or your investment income out there. How are you going to put that all together and not spend too quickly?
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer for you right now. Give us a call, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial, 442-5637, and online at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. We're going to our conversation about cash flow. How much money are you going to need in retirement? How does it compare with your working days? We will find that out next as Money in Motion with our friends from Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial would love to help you out right now. You can call the show, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. By the way, a free call is good planning. I think that's good financial advice right there.
It is.
Save yourself a little bit of money. Again, our number is 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Let's hold on to that number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Talking this morning about cash flow, when we move into retirement, and one of the things I'd never thought of, and a couple of years ago when we were doing this show, it came up as part of a conversation, has to do with comparing pre-retirement and post-retirement income, and you're saying, well, it has to be the same. Well, there are things that you don't really think about that kind of come off the books, so to say, when you get into retirement. So it's not the same.
No, it's not. Well, so we try to give people rules of thumb, but those rules of thumb can come back to bite you in the butt. And so 78 to 80% of your pre-retirement income, so meaning your current total household working income, is what we typically see people needing in retirement. But gosh, that can bite you in the butt. I mean, a simple example of this, I'll make it quick. Had a guy come in, he said, I heard I need 70 to 80% of my pre-retirement income. I don't have it, so I'm going to work till 70. And I sat down with a guy, and it turns out that he had just paid off his mortgage. He had just paid off a vehicle debt. He had just paid off a rental property debt, and he was maxing out his 401k plan. Okay, so when he was looking at his expense structure, it was with all of that included, okay, which was, by the way, 50% of his income. So if you strip all of that out in retirement, he would need somewhere around 50% of his working income in retirement to live the same lifestyle he's living today. So you get my point. These rules of thumb can bite us in the butt if we don't interpret them to our current circumstances. So if you want me to overly simplify it for you, how much income will you have in retirement versus how much expenses will you have? Be careful with the rules of thumb. You've got to attach them to your own circumstances.
And one of the things too, I think a mistake people make sometimes is thinking, "Oh, I'm going to live a more frugal lifestyle." In reality, it's as somebody who's even tried it, in my younger years, I'm thinking, "Oh, I'll do this." You never do.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sean. I mean, we tell people, look at your living expenses in pre-retirement and compare those to your living expenses in retirement and just assume that you're going to spend about the same amount of money, unless, of course, you're getting rid of debt. And this is why we make such a big point about debt reduction. It might take you $80,000 a year net to run your household today, but that includes a $2,000 a month mortgage payment. Right? Mm-hmm. So imagine if you could get rid of that before you retire, suddenly you don't need $80,000 of net income to run your lifestyle. You actually need drastically lower than that. So there's a method to our madness, folks. We don't just kind of get on the air and say, pay off your debt for no reason. We actually see it practically working out for people.
He is CJ Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas, and they come to us from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, get you on the air right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Turn 70 and a half. There's some rules that kick in. Let's talk about the changes that happen at 70 and a half and what people need to know about there.
Yeah, so this is a big topic. I'll try to keep it simple. If anybody wants to hear more comprehensive information on required minimum distributions, just go to our website and Google it, or go to our podcast and Google it. We've done many different shows on this topic in depth. But as it pertains to retirement income, it's important to know that when you turn 70 and a half in retirement, all of your pre-tax retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, traditional IRAs, will have what is called a required minimum distribution that must come out each year. The IRS puts together a table to use. You take however much money is in pre-tax buckets. Divide it by a divisor, which when you first turn 70 and a half, that divisor is 27.4. And then that gives you a number, a dollar amount you must pull out. And by the way, that dollar amount equates to about 3.65% of your pre-tax retirement monies that must come out. Now, to be clear, this is not on top of what you're already generating for income out of those pre-tax accounts. So if you're already generating 4% a year of income out of those, you don't have to do any more on top of it. It just means the IRS says, hey, even if you don't need the money for income, we want you to start distributing small portions of it so that why? So they can start getting their tax money, right?
They need it.
And some people go, oh, I get it, but what is it at, like a 30% rate? And I go, no, it's just deemed as ordinary income, which means it adds to your income for the year.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. We'll get you on the air with your question. Don't forget, as always, Kloss Financial, their office, telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Online at klossfinancial.com. That's KLAS financial.com. We'll talk with Malia and CJ about liquidity in your accounts and how much and where do you set that rate. We'll find out from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are joined this morning by our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. CJ mentioned it in the last segment, but it's important to remember. We talk a lot, and there's a reason why our friends from Kloss Financial join us each and every week. There's a lot to know about planning for retirement and a lot of questions. Brought up RMDs in the last segment. That is something that's been covered on this show, and there's a couple of actually really good podcasts that cover it in depth. All you got to do is get to klossfinancial.com. You can listen to those. You can listen to this week's as well. Also, while you're at klossfinancial.com, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic tool there. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we're talking about the importance of cash flow, liquidity comes into play as well. And that's another big question people have is, I want to have enough liquidity. What do you need to know? I mean, what's kind of the recommendation there as far as how much money should I have available as needed?
Well, I mean, I think our favorite answer is it depends, yes. depends. But obviously, good cash flow and liquidity are hand in hand, being important for our clients. And the rule of thumb on this is generally, you know, having 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. That's usually when you're working. Many times people have 1 to 3 years worth, depending on your age and your income level. It depends on the amount of debt that you have. So all those factors play into this as you go into retirement as well. So, you know, we've got people who keep it really lean, you know, to the point where if one thing happens in the house, meaning their furnace goes out, they're having to take from their investments, cash them in to repair the furnace. Not a good thing on a day like today, by the way. You want to have cash available to do that. Or an unexpected medical bill. You know, our clients get hearing aids, and those hearing aids can be anywhere from $2,000 to $8,000 these days. So these are, you know, unexpected expenses that we'd rather you have some liquidity sitting in the bank, obviously not making a whole lot of money, but that are available for you to pay those upcoming bills. So the problem is sometimes when we put everything into a retirement account, and that's growing tax deferred, that's great. But as we need money out to pay for things that come up, we're going to have to pay taxes on that. So we want people to, you know, if they don't carry a lot in savings, that's fine. but start building that up. You know, for an average person, we don't know who is average, but an average person might want to have as much as $5,000 in their savings. Other people are comfortable with $50,000 or $100,000. We don't want to get so high, though, with our emergency savings that, again, it's not making anything sitting in a bank. It really does need to be invested at a certain point. So we want you to have both. We want you to be invested, and yet we want you to have access and liquid funds when you need them. We're not a big fan of monies being tied up in retirement. We see people's portfolios with, you know, several annuities in place, and there's not the liquidity in there for them. So just be very careful as you structure your portfolio. Make sure you have your emergency savings and some liquidity available at any time.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Delphi number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in just a couple of minutes from now, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card this week from Applebee's. And Malia, as you mentioned, you know, the kind of money that you have in the bank, let's say you start getting up to that $100,000, you're going, oh, I've got way too much cash on hand. That's money that's already been taxed. So you can actually put it to pretty good use if you've got a lot more saved in liquidity than you actually need, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good problem to have, I think,
yes.
You know, to be in that position. But that's where some of our clients start scratching their heads and they go, I'm not supposed to keep too much in savings, and I'm not supposed to put in my retirement account. What do I do? And it's simply just opening up another investment account, an individual or joint with your partner, where you're invested similarly, not necessarily exactly, but similarly as you would your IRA, for example, in a portfolio. But the difference with this is as it grows and as you need money out to go on that great trip to Hawaii, as that money comes out, you're only going to be taxed from a capital gain standpoint. So the tax rate's much lower for most people as that money comes out because you're just being taxed on the growth. So you have paid tax on it on the way in, just like we discussed, and you don't have to pay income tax again, but you do have to pay capital gains. So that becomes your new little, what we call super saver, savings on steroids type of account. And I think everybody needs to have one of those in place as well.
What about, I have a friend of mine I got all these CDs.
CJ loves those.
I can tell by his facial expression.
No, they're fine. They're totally fine. So for your emergency reserves, Malia did a good job of kind of describing that 3 to 6 months of living expenses in an emergency reserve. And we would define liquid emergency reserves as checking, savings, money market, or even CDs. Mm-hmm. Now, some people go, wait, CDs have holding periods. And we say, yeah, but they're pretty easy to get out of. And the holding periods can be pretty short term. So yeah, CDs are fine. We think they're great, but we had an advisor in our office that used to call them certificates of depreciation. And his point in that, they're not, by the way, they're certificates of deposit for those who don't know. But his point was inflation tends to always be above the CD rate. So your net purchasing power, it really doesn't go up over time. It's just trying to keep up with purchasing power or inflation. So it serves a purpose, though. I don't mean to speak down about them. They certainly serve a purpose, and I think they're fine. But when it becomes your core strategy for growing your money in retirement, that can be problematic.
Very, very interesting stuff. As always, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial, some of the services that they offer. Of course, you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and listen to all the podcasts of this and previous shows as well. Just get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Applebee's. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. According to a 2017 study by the Transamerica Center for Retirement, what percentage of 60-somethings expect to rely on Social Security as their primary source of income retirement? Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. They're looking for a specific number, not far too many. That is not an acceptable answer there. But again, the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. CJ Malia, fun as always. Look forward to doing it again very soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.